Unit 10, pages 106 and 107. Reading.
A New Life, author R. Hardy, publisher Truck Books, price £7.99.
16-year-old Cara is an only child. She has lived all her life in London in a busy suburb and attended a huge, vibrant secondary school. At the beginning of the book, all that is about to change. Her father has a new job that will take the family to the small village of Holton in the depths of the English countryside. Cara has to face coming to terms with a new home, a new school, and, most difficult of all, making new friends. The author, R. Hardy, has lived both in London and in the country, and depends on his own experience to create the contrasting settings of Cara's life in London in the opening chapter with her new surroundings in the country. The urban buzz leaps off the page, and the slower pace of rural life that follows is beautifully written. Hardy's main strength is his characterisation. He is said to have drawn on his own early teenage years to create the character of Cara. She is no cardboard cutout, but comes across as a real person struggling to adapt to a new life. We feel her trepidation as she prepares for her first day at the new school, her appreciation of the small kindnesses shown by her new classmates as they offer to show her around, and her despair as her worst fears are realised. The novel sensitively explores what many young people experience as they face new challenges and navigate the difficult waters of their teenage years. Hardy has created a character with whom the reader can empathise, and this is, beyond doubt, his finest novel to date. Will Cara find contentment in her new life, or continue to feel upset about being uprooted from the familiar surroundings of her childhood? I just kept turning the pages to find out, and I strongly recommend you do the same. P.H. Down.
Title: The Disappearance. Author: D.C. Pennington. Publisher: Century Publishers. Price: £6.99.
Carl Johns, also known as Zigzag, a world-famous footballer, is in hospital suffering from a broken ankle after a violent tackle on the pitch. Reporters gathered at the hospital gates crowd around his manager, Jack Crabb, demanding to know if the footballer will ever play again. Crabb explains that the injury isn't serious, and he has every confidence in the doctors attending his star player. Crabb makes his way to Carl's expensive private room to find the bed empty. A rapid search by the nursing staff is fruitless. It seems that Carl has disappeared. As the search for the missing footballer develops, the story moves from the London hospital to the streets of Paris and the outback of Australia. It could, however, be anywhere. Pennington has no skill in creating realistic settings, being under the impression that relying on a few weak adjectives will successfully conjure up the various scenes in the story. And what of Carl himself? The author has created a character that fits in with everyone's idea of a footballer and has made no attempt to create an individual that a reader could identify with. He behaves like a spoiled superstar, and we never once see any realistic feelings throughout what should be a frightening ordeal. He constantly denies being anything but cool, offers to teach his captors how to play the beautiful game, and, I kid you not, on one occasion even reminds them to lock the door. The book blurb invites you to lose yourself in a stunning mystery adventure. But unfortunately, it is neither a mystery nor an adventure. Pennington is known for his beautifully drawn children's picture books. This is his first venture into the world of adult fiction, and I would suggest it is his last. B. Newton.